The pavement walk starts every day at 10 a.m. outside of ESI's headquarters in Plano.
Try to get 10,000 steps a day in.
For Mike Griffin and the other employees, this isn't just a 20-minute speed walk. It's also a game.
I'm somewhere around 11 or 12 in terms of total number of steps.
See, ESI, which is a global communications service provider, has jumped on a new type of health wellness program where people's steps and activities are tracked and uploaded to an interactive site that features a list of top performers.
At the very top, it has the person that's walked the most steps.
That's Becky Veal, Director of Human Resources.
He averages about 25,000 a day.
That's right, 25,000 steps a day. Veal says even though most people use code names, everyone pretty much knows who's who.
His code name is So Close But So Far. Yeah. Right below him is Very Proud Grandma, who is me. And we are in a constant competition. So it's kind of fun.
Traditionally, the role of HR has been to prevent people from playing games at work. But the gamification of health and wellness programs, adding rules, rewards, and social networking, is taking off. ESI started using this program, called Sonic Boom Wellness, 2 years ago. The main feature is an activity tracker, like a pedometer you attach to your sneaker. The more active you are, the more points you get.
People that if they've hit 2,000 points in a period of 5 months, which is possible, but you have to work hard at it, you go into a drawing for 2 days off. And that motivates people, because who doesn't love a day off?
Companies that use Sonic Boom also compete with each other across state lines. And there's a feature called Caught Ya Bein' Healthy, where you go online to send a message to a coworker who you saw, say, grabbing an apple instead of a Snickers. It's not for everybody.
It's a personal thing, my weight, whether I'm 30 pounds overweight or lose 30 pounds or walk 2 miles or 10 miles or no miles. It's really just something I keep outside of work.
Tom Retensky, an engineer, and a few other employees at ESI have opted out altogether. Now, under the Affordable Care Act, employers are allowed to financially penalize employees for unhealthy behavior. Becky Veal with ESI says they won't use that stick. Besides, she says, the carrots they offer have already reduced health insurance claims by a few percentage points.
We've incentivized our employees for healthy lifestyles. We give them big insurance breaks on their premiums if they do well on biometric screening. And I mean, we have 70% of our employees who are in our top wellness category where they weren't 2, 3, 4 years ago.
By 2012, half of businesses with 100 employees offered wellness programs. About 90% of large employers have them.
It's very intuitive that prevention will save a lot of money, but the data at the moment doesn't really bear this out.
Harold Schmidt is an assistant professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Medical Ethics and Health Policy. He points to a recent evaluation of the wellness program at PepsiCo, which looked at 15,000 workers over 7 years.
And that found no cost savings at all for lifestyle management interventions, but quite significant savings for disease management, so for helping people who actually were sick.
Even though a number of studies have shown little cost savings, Schmidt says employers are still searching for the right incentives. Gamified wellness programs that ditch counseling for competition could be effective, but he warns,
we don't want to make people dependent on points or financial amounts or lottery wins, etc. We want them to develop habits that will be in their own interest and also in their employer's interest if they have less health care and are more productive.
The takeaway? Not everyone is motivated to get healthy by the same swag. And a lot of employers are still playing their own guessing games as to what works. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.